Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, a lot of folks on our side not understanding. Why has Donald Trump invited Zohran Mamikonian to the White House, a communist? Why are we talking to him?
You're going to explain that to us.
Oh, I'm going to explain it. In fact, the only person who seems really understand it on our side is Donald Trump himself, thank God, and Mark Mitchell. And if you want to understand what is going on right now, there is a death match being fought between Trump and Mamikonian for the support of voters under 40. I'm going to just let that sink in for a second. See, Republicans are still in la-la land about this. I've been warning about this for weeks. I knew it in my gut before I saw the polling. This guy's going to be hot with this generation, Mamikonian. And a lot of folks in our side are like, we want to know when. It'll be so funny. No, it's not going to be funny. It's not. It's not funny. They're going to love him. And they do. Let me give you the polling history at Rasmussen Reports. I'm a huge fan of them because they are Republican realists. So Mark Mitchell is the kind of pollster who's not out there, like a lot of these Democrat pollsters who work for the media to create fake narratives. He's out there to deliver truths. And he has a history of telling us when things are good for Republicans and things are bad. And that history is dead on accurate, particularly going into the last election. So what is he saying? This is an incredible story about this generation and who they are. We can't win without them. We just did an incredible thing with them. Trump got the highest share of the youth vote ever in modern reported history, ever, as in under 30s. Never happened before. Usually men under 30 will vote majority Democrat, but only by a tiny split. Then they get into their 30s, they have kids, and then they become very Republican, right? Otherwise, we'd be living in communism now, if we're up to women. So what is going on with this generation? Well, by a 14-point swing, the highest ever recorded, men went for Trump. In 100 years, and you can actually see this chart from polling on my X feed, it's one of the most incredible stats I've ever seen. The highest Republican registration among men, Lee, in 100 years. So you look at these numbers, right? Coming out of the election. And Republicans in Congress, who are sleazebags, looked at it and went, oh, party time. They love us. We do whatever we want. And they did nothing. Stonewalled, slowed down. Thought they could just, well, you know, we're going to win forever. No. They don't like you. You have a 9% approval with them. No, they like Trump, not you. In fact, the association with these sleazebag Republicans in Congress is hurting Trump badly. This is why we just got massacred down ballot in Virginia and New Jersey. Now, wait a minute, but those are blue states. Democrats were always going to win. Yes, but we lost Hispanics by 30 points, not 6 like Trump, who did the best among Hispanics ever. So listen to these numbers Mark Mitchell has come up with that he's been just screaming to anybody who will listen about these under 30s, Lee. Trump comes into office and he sets up DOGE. They loved DOGE. The week that Trump disbanded DOGE and Elon Musk threw his hands in the air and walked off and went, the country's going to go broke. I give up. We can't do anything about the sleazebag Republicans in Congress. The week that happened, Donald Trump had a 60% approval rating with under 40s. He had conquered that demographic. Lee, understand, we didn't used to be able to win them. He conquered it.
Yep.
We disassembled DOGE. And the number went straight down. Absolute disaster. Elon Musk was right. He was right. He went wrong. So what happened after that? This generation is a radical generation. We've never seen one like it. We misread the polls. They're not conservative. They're not capitalists. They're not socialists either. They're desperate. They have a 9% unemployment rate, and they are virtually locked out of American prosperity. They are, Lee, you've heard me. I've been on this for a year. Mm-hmm. More than that, they are, because my husband makes his living in the real estate industry. I see it every day in my house. My children are not going to own a home until they're 40. I bought my first home at 23. They are locked out, and they wanted a strong man to fix it. And as Mark Mitchell, pollster for Rasmussen, explains, when Trump came up with that blood running down his face, screaming, fight, 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 that's why they elected him. Not because he's a Republican, not because he's a conservative. They don't care. Here's what the polling is showing. Donald Trump has gone from 60% approval with under 30s, which wins you elections, wins you midterms too, to 40% approval since he disbanded DOGE. What are they the angriest about? This is a weird generation, okay? They are the angriest about jobs, not being able to afford a house. You know what number three is? This is the weirdest. That Trump hasn't prosecuted the deep state. They're the angriest of any demographic about that. That doesn't sound liberal, does it? They don't look at any of this through the lens of right versus left. They don't, which is good. That's good news, okay? That is great news. Who's polling at 60% right now among these people? They want a strong man to fix their problems. Who is that? It was Trump 6 months ago. Now it's Zohran Mamdani. Let that sink in. And so Mark Mitchell has been going on, I'm trying to get him on the show. He's been going on whatever podcast will listen and saying, Zohran Mamdani is catching on with this generation, which is what I knew would happen. This is why I'm the only one in talk radio just about going, no, I don't. Sliwa needs to drop out. We cannot have him win in New York. He will catch on. This young generation, a majority of them, Lee, keep in mind, the most Republican generation by their votes just this time last year, also in the majority supports a universal basic income provided by the government. That's communism. Guaranteed basic income. How do you square those things? Here's how you square them. And Mark Mitchell explains this beautifully. Anywhere, anybody will listen. They are locked out of the American dream. They can't get jobs. They have a 9% unemployment rate. Our real estate market is for boomers, okay? If you didn't own a home before the Biden inflation, you ain't gonna own one. It's out of reach. You could barely afford your rent. You could barely afford your groceries. And Trump walked into that buzzsaw a week ago and went, I love H-1Bs. What's wrong with them? They're great. In other words, political suicide. Bam! Loses 5 points. Right off the top. Comes out again this week. Defending H-1Bs again. Again! And Mark Mitchell is on every podcast he can find begging the Trump people, shut him up. Shut him up. Stop it. Stop it. Tune in. Tune in. They've got a 9% unemployment rate. So The crazy part about this, Lee, okay, this is the utter stupid, this is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen a politician do, bar none. And I'm talking including Howard Dean in The Scream. Donald Trump has the best record on H-1Bs of any president in my lifetime. He put a $100,000 fee just to apply. No approval guaranteed for an H-1B visa.
And that's what the corporations have to pay.
Yep. And you may not even get the guy applied. You may not even get the guy approved. Yeah. It was $2,500 before. It's $100,000. I was being sued by all these tech guys. Say that. Say it. Say that. Duh. God. So everybody, I mean, you even look at our side. I mean, just look at, I mean, Trump support, hardcore Trump supporters. Jesse Kelly. I retweeted this. Okay, we all need to read this and just stop the grinding stupidity. Can't get more hardcore than him. Quote yesterday from X. He's obviously in this generation. Stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the economy is awesome, you unemployed loser who can't do the things Indians can do. That's the last few weeks of messaging from Trump. I don't understand it. I don't know. We have a record number of Americans right now getting jobs. Foreigners are shut out, but it just started, right? Why? Why are you out there doubling down on Americans don't have skills? I need special talent from Indians. No, you don't. And his policies don't even reflect that. And in desperation right now, I'm telling you, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. Zohran Mamdani is pulling a 60%. And Lee, that is why he's going to the White House today. That's why Trump's invited him. They are in a death match for that generation. Those two.
Yeah.
Why? This generation wants, this is what Mark Mitchell is finding in his poll, wants a strong man. No more sleaze like from Congress. And they by the way, Democrats are polling even lower than Republicans in Congress with this generation. 9% and 6%. So we're leading. Yay. So they've given up on Congress. Kate, they want a strong man. And if Trump ain't going to get it done and he's going to bring in Indians to replace them, they're going to go with Zohran. That's where they are. They don't care. They don't care how they get there. That's the funny thing. Whether it's universal basic income, socialism, capitalism, they don't care. They're desperate. They need somebody to listen. Trump, again, less than 6 months ago, polling at 60% with them. He's down to 40. He decimated 5 points of that this week. Maybe 4.4. To be accurate. So anyway, Mark Mitchell has been going on any podcast where they would listen and just begging the Trump people to shut up, just begging them to listen to the polling, watch the polling, look at the polling. Now, the good news is they heard the message and they had him personally to the White House. And if you noticed, their messaging has changed 180 in about 72 hours because they're getting it. One of the things these people are mad about, young people, why are you all over the world? By the way, in the same polling, Trump has the highest foreign policy marks of any Republican president, bar none ever. And it's showing up in Mark Mitchell's polling, but it's also showing up in a Fox News polling. They're not talking about it because they're talking about the economy. He's done an amazing job, but they don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't want a 28-point plan for ending the Russian war, although they appreciate that he does have one. They want a 28-point plan for how am I going to buy a house? Where's my job coming from? Here's the really sad thing, though. It's coming. He did all those foreign trips to get the $21 trillion of investment. They're just not talking about it. So we need to get smarter. We need to get much, much smarter at how we do this. And Trump's messaging, he needs to wake up and understand where we are. But here's the good news. It looks like, let me be optimistically cautious here, an economic tsunami of good news is heading our way. We just got to take a breath and wait a minute. Just maybe stop talking till you figure out a better message. Because, and I'm just online fighting with people saying, he's replacing my job. He loves H-1B. I'm like, no, he doesn't. Look at his policies. Don't listen to what he's saying. Look at his policies. I don't know why he's saying this stuff. He hadn't been right since he got the latest shot, if you ask me. But anyway, the latest booster, COVID. But you look at his policies, be the best ever. Unbelievable. And it's working. It is working. But we got to turn it around. We got to turn the messaging around. Anyway, coming up, amazing economic news. Honestly, so much better than I thought was possible at this point. Stay tuned. It's going to make your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A lot of folks on our side online completely confused. Why is Donald Trump meeting with Zohran Mamdani today? The incoming Marxist thug dictator of, wannabe dictator of New York City. Because Mamdani is now more popular than Trump. I knew this would happen. I knew it would happen. I warned about it. Our side thought he'd be isolated. We'd sit by and laugh, and it would help us so much as we watched him fail. That's not happening. Donald Trump had a record-breaking, never-before-seen 60% approval rating with young people up till he disassembled Doge, at least publicly. I think they're still working behind the scenes. It's gone straight down since then. Declined from 60-point approval to 40. Wow. Who's got a 60-point approval right now, though, with those same exact voters? Those under 30. Zohran Mamdani. Didn't have to be. 6 months ago, Trump was the belle of the ball. Now, how could that happen with a single generation? Are they communists or are they socialists? I'm going to tell you what they are, because we've never seen this before. They're desperate. They want a strong man. They want a radical, hardcore fist of a leader. Now, what they don't know, because they have had no formal education in world history, and what they have had was lies, that you put in Zohran Mamdani and they'll wish for days like today when they have a 9% unemployment rate and can't buy a house till they're 40. They will wish to return to these times, but they don't know that. They're young and dumb. Not because they're actually dumb, but because they just don't have the life experience. That's why Trump's meeting with Zohran Mamdani. He understands that the battle for the future is between him and Zohran. Who, folks, you know what this shows you? This is the new leader of the Democrat Party. It's not Chuck Schumer. It's not Hakeem Jeffries, who, by the way, is being primaried by the Democrat Socialists because Zohran is so popular. It didn't have to be. Again, Trump had a 60-point approval rating. These kids are up for grabs. Whoever wins them will win, will dominate. And that's why Trump's meeting with him. He wants to show this young generation that he is paying attention to who they are paying attention to. He wants to provide the contrast. He wants to get back to where he was less than 6 months ago, which was a 60% approval rating. Now it's Zohran who's at 60%. He's at 40, which is outrageous if you think about it. Because when you look at the jobs numbers that are coming out now, when you look at the economic numbers that are coming out now, it should be Trump who's at 60. But they haven't told the story. They have not done a great job telling the story. What story? This story. Laura Ingraham nailed it last night. We are on the cusp of an economic boom. We have not seen 4 and 5% growth numbers. I can't remember when.
Heading into that historic government shutdown.
Since I don't know that. But yesterday, something began to happen with these jobs numbers.
Heading into that historic government shutdown, the job market was healthier than we thought.
The September jobs report's finally here, more than 50,000 more than anticipated.
So it turns out to be a pretty good number for the month. Just as promising is the fact that the BLS is reporting 450,000 potential new workers in the workplace. And there's more. After forecasts had predicted a spending pullback by American consumers, that's not what Walmart has found. Their revenues beat earlier estimates by 5.8% to $179.5 billion. Wow. And the Wall Street Journal's James Freeman writing, the Trump economy appears to be cooking. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%, follows the second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew by 3.8%, a strong rebound from a first quarter in which the economy shrank by 0.6%. A top energy executive told me today that he expects the economy to be on fire next year. As AI data centers are building out, the energy infrastructure and new factories breaking ground. A sentiment that the Trump Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick shares.
You can't invest $3 trillion a year without driving our GDP off the charts. You're going to see fours, you're going to see fives, and you're going to see 6% GDP growth.
If that's anywhere near accurate, the sky's not falling. The sky's the limit.
And it's also what the Atlanta Fed right now is predicting, and Trump does not control the Fed. In fact, they're conducting war on him. You want to hear some more enthusiasm? CNBC yesterday, reeling in shock in a good way as his jobs numbers come in twice what they thought they would.
September jobs report. Non-farm payrolls are up a robust 119,000. 119,000 would be the best since April, when we were up 158,000. In the rearview mirror, well, last month was downgraded from 22,000 to minus 4,000. Now, if we look at what's going on with the unemployment rate, it ticked up from 4.3 to 4.4. That was unexpected. 4.4 would, last time we were at that level, boy, I have to go back a ways. October of 2021, when it was 4.5%.
Now, listen to this. Why did it tick up? We had this great jobs report. Why did it tick up from 4.3 to 4.4% unemployment? You know why? 450,000 people mobbed their way into the jobs market. That happens at the beginning of a jobs boom. At the beginning of a jobs boom, you literally, and I'm going to play the audio on this in a minute from Grover Norquist. People see jobs are coming available. They hear about it and they all jump back in the market. People who've been out of the market. And that's why you see at the beginning of a jobs boom, unemployment usually ticks up a tiny bit. We're exactly where we need to be right now. Now we just need to tell this story. I really feel so much better today than I did even Monday. Monster economic numbers in a good way. Headline, Wall Street Journal, I didn't like Trump much. Trump. Affordability in growth. The economy has rebounded smartly. Listen to this. The Trump economy appears to be cooking. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%. Haven't seen that number since Trump was president last time, but before the COVID lies tanked his economy. I just want to read that again because it makes me happy and I like to be happy on a Friday. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%. This follows a second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew 3.8%, a strong rebound from the first quarter in which the economy shrank 0.6%. Folks, the last time we saw the number 3.8% was from the Biden regime. They were lying. They claimed that Biden was handing off an economy with 3.8% growth. They had to lie because Her Highness was running. They later revised that down to did we say 3.8% growth? We meant the economy was shrinking, actually, by almost a point. So just to repeat that, they hand Trump an economy shrinking by 0.6%. And again, the last time you heard that 3.8% growth number, it was fake. The Biden folks were lying about economic growth. Under Trump, it's real. Second quarter, you take the first quarter, and keep in mind, first quarter, Trump comes in January 21st, okay? That's his first full day on the job. So he's really only got, first quarter, he's really only got like 2 months, right, that he's actually president. People don't realize that. And in that first quarter, the economy shrinks by 0.6%. And remember what they tried to do. They tried to pretend like Trump's tariffs had caused that somehow. And I talked you through that at the time. No, that's not possible. Then in the second quarter, what did they say? We were going back to the Great Depression. This was even Fox Business, okay? All of the business pieces. We were going back to the Great Depression. We would probably have a stock market crash on par with that. We were just, it was over. We've since hit more than a dozen all-time highs in the stock market, but stock market isn't the economy everyone feels. How is that? A second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew at 3.8%, a strong rebound from the first quarter, and the Federal Reserve of Atlanta just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth of the third quarter to a robust 4.1%. And folks, we haven't even begun to see this because Trump has gotten commitments using tariffs, using the stick, but also the carrot of $21 trillion in investment in the United States of America. Unbelievable. And yet the story has not gotten out. And part of that is because it's honestly just breaking. We're just really seeing the turnaround here. I mean, new orders and shipments have increased significantly. Even the Wall Street Journal having to admit this morning, we are rocking and rolling. We are. And folks, this is going to get huge because I'm telling you that expensing provision in the big, beautiful bill, this doesn't sound sexy, but you can immediately write off 100% of the cost of your new factory. You're going to have so many companies who are kind of on the razor's edge of coming here or not go, oh yeah, I'm all in. I've got to grab that before Democrats get back in power and I can't expense my factory anymore. I'm going to build. I mean, that's practically saying you can write off the entire cost of your factory right away, put it on the back of the government. It's fantastic. I mean, Democrats have to be gnashing their teeth. They hate growth. They hate jobs. They hate independence, economic independence. So this is fantastic news. We just have to stop telling young people that Indians are smarter and more talented than them and deserve their jobs. We have to stop doing that. Donald Trump, again, according to Mark Mitchell, pollster for Rasmussen, has shaved 4 to 5 percentage points of approval off his numbers in just the 2 weeks talking. And again, as I've tried to point out in hour after hour after hour, it's not even true. I don't know why he said it. Nobody has done more to quash H-1B visas than him. I can't repeat this enough times. Again, he just put a $100,000 application fee on each visa application. So keep in mind what that means. It was $2,500. Now it's $100,000. You're a company. You have to pay $100,000 just to apply, and you might get turned down. As Stephen Miller explained this week, what Trump should have said, the applications have slowed to almost nothing. Good. Let's keep up. Let's help young people who have a 9% unemployment rate, especially those coming out of college, is abysmal. Let's get them jobs, not Indians, them. So while Trump is doing more than any other president in my lifetime to end the scourge of H-1Bs and cheap foreign labor, he's telling people the opposite. Doubled down on it over the last 2 days. I'm going to break it down. I think I understand why he did it. I've been trying to figure it out for the last 2 weeks. I think I've figured it out. I'm going to explain it next. Young people horrified by Trump's H-1B visa comments and also his Chinese visa comments. I think I understand what happened here. I've been trying to comprehend this for 2 weeks. How can you have the best policies on these things ever and say the opposite of what you're doing? Confusing an entire generation and hacking between 4 to 5 points off your approval rating. I think this is what happened. I think Trump thought everybody knew they have dramatically restrained visas, both for students and the H-1Bs. When you look at admissions numbers right now, it sounds 17% for foreign students. Yeah. If you look at in-migration of foreigners right now, it's negative, net negative for the first time in 50 years. If you look at H-1B visas, they've ground almost to a halt because Trump slapped a $100,000 fee on there just to apply. It used to be $2,500. Companies aren't doing it anymore. So why did he go out there and tell young people they need to be replaced? I think he was confused by this. I think he thought people knew everything I just told you and that the only thing they must be talking about is the biggest source of visas right now, which is the Arizona chip plant. And he immediately, so Laura Ingraham is asking him, hey, you've got 700,000 H-1B visa holders. You know, why won't you stop the flow? And he's like, he figures everyone knows he stopped the flow. And the only thing he can think he's giving visas for in any kind of serious way right now is that chip factory in Arizona. So he starts talking about that and saying, well, we don't have the talent for that. People misunderstand. Like, what are you saying? We don't have the talent? We need H-1B visas? No, he's already throttled those. So I think they've done such a poor job communicating what they're doing because they're doing so many things. I think he thought everybody knew, and he focuses in on the chip plant. Massive, massive gaffe. I mean, there is still so much misinformation on that on our side. Here's what happened in Arizona. It's actually one of the most brilliant deals Trump has done. Almost all of our chips are made in Taiwan. Those factories have to have kill switches in them in case China takes them over. That's why China wants to conquer Taiwan, to get the tech that they have that we don't have anymore. And Trump said, you know what? And this was during his first term. I'm not going to protect you to Taiwan. We're not going to protect you if China attacks you. Good luck. Unless you move your key chip technology here to America, train Americans in how to make it. Taiwan can still own the factory. You can own the factory, but you can only employ Americans. However, I will give you visas to train Americans. So Trump is actually saying the Taiwanese will train their American replacements. It's freaking awesome. Well, that was in his first term. The swamp went wild. You can't tell Taiwan you won't defend them. You can't. It worked. They moved to the factory. Their best tech is sitting in Arizona right now, has been for a few months. It opened a few months ago. But he had to approve a few thousand visas for the folks to come in to make those. We don't know how to make them. The fastest way to train us is to bring them in. But the deal is those jobs go to Americans as they train us. But they still own the factory. This is a fantastic deal. It's what he was describing. Not the overall H-1B visa situation. But shame on him. He should have realized nobody knows he's throttled H-1Bs otherwise. Nobody knows that. And that was the mistake he made. But they've got to get the word out. They have to. Because I'm telling you, these young people heard that. And in desperation, they've pivoted to Zohran Mamdani, who now, folks, under 30, has the exact same rating Trump did 6 months ago, 60% approval. Yeah, Trump's down to 40. That's why he's having Zohran to the White House today. Massive screw up. But we got an economic boom on our hands. We're just learning about. It's going to be okay, but they got to fix the messaging.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.